The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Once Upon a Time in Vegas.
Drink this. All of it.
Not this time. Not again. I don't want ginger. I don't even like ginger. I'll sit here, away from her, and then I can't betray Terry. Oh, my stomach. No. Why am I thinking about ginger? I want Terry. Ginger. No one else. Ginger.
This isn't normal. You should have lost interest by now. The other guys all did.
Tessa? Why are we whispering?
Because I'm trying not to wake someone up. I have a problem. I think it's a big problem, but I'm not sure. It may not be a problem at all. I have to talk to you and Terry.
Look, meet us at the Canard for lunch tomorrow.
Who do you want, slave? Who do you want?
Terry.
What?
Oh, shit.
Danny, are you asking me out on a date? Again?
Is that okay?
Yes! Just as long as it's not a repeat of our last date.
Harry, could you put that away? It's rude to be reading.
We're in a restaurant, Chloe. I am allowed an allotment of time in which to read. It's called a menu.
You're reading a newspaper?
We always order the same thing. I'm still entitled to my reading. Have you even looked at a paper recently? It's been a bunch of violent killings off the strip.
Another sociopath on the loose is nothing new.
It's not a sociopath. They think some wild animals did it. Just look at the pictures.
Terry, ew! We're about to have lunch.
It's so fun to gross you out. This is interesting, though. Why would there be wild animals loose in Vegas? And why hasn't anyone actually seen them? You'd think a pack of dogs would be spotted eventually.
Dogs?
That's the speculation. See the teeth marks here and the way the flesh was just torn open and ripped from their bodies.
Yuck!
Tessa!
Hey.
Glad you made it, hon. Ouch, now I see why you can't type. That's a major bandage. How did you drive?
Mostly with my left hand.
You look tired. Late night?
Shut up.
So, what's this blinding emergency?
And where the hell have you been for the past 3 days?
You know who had to drive around the Triumvirate while you were MIA?
I can explain. I met this guy at a bar a few nights ago.
Oh. What? Tessa met someone at a bar?
Gasp. I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. It was just the two of us at the end of the night, and he sent me a drink.
Wait, stop. I think I've heard this one.
Are you gonna let me finish? Thanks. So he put this song on the jukebox and we danced.
Was somebody getting married?
Terry, don't make me come over there and beat you. We went back to his place, and I woke up 2 days later in my apartment.
He fucked you unconscious for 2 days?
Can I have his number?
No. Well, anyway, he called me yesterday. And then he came over, and he took me to the emergency room.
What the hell did you guys do together?
No, for my hand.
Violent hand job, I'm guessing. Did he have a piercing? Because that can fuck your hand up.
Yeah, Terry. A Prince Albert. In fact, his dick was split right down the middle for that double penetration action.
Ew! Would you both cut it out? I really would like to be able to eat today.
Oh, that never gets old. Well, how did you hurt yourself, Tessa?
I accidentally crushed a drinking glass in my hand.
How the hell did you crush a drinking glass?
I don't know. Got me 8 stitches, though.
Ooh, can I see?
Knock yourself out, sicko.
Tessa? When did you say this happened?
Yesterday.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Why?
Well, just look. I mean, it's clear that there was a gash across your palm, and the stitches are right there. But it looks like it's healed over already. And there should be smaller cuts on your fingers, but I don't see any.
Ugh. Someone watches way too much CSI.
What the hell?
You must not have crushed it very hard.
But there was glass. And the bleeding. I guess the doctor just did a really good job?
I guess. Or he was Jesus. Still looks like it was pretty nasty, though.
Thanks. Can I have my hand back?
Anyway, Tessa, I'm a little worried about this guy you met. What if he drugged your drink and that's why you slept for 2 days?
That can't be it. I didn't even taste it.
So you just had a couple nights of awesome sex and the guy actually stuck around? Remind me of what the problem is here.
You don't understand. He does this thing. I don't know how he does it, but he says things. Well, not so much the things he said, but the way he says them. And I can't help myself. I want to do what he says. I don't know.
You called me at 3 a.m. and you don't know what the problem is?
I told you I wasn't sure if it was a problem or not.
That still implies you had some idea of whether or not something was wrong. Honestly, Tessa, you're panicking over what seems to be nothing. A guy likes you. That's generally a good thing. Tessa? Tessa! Are you listening?
He's here.
Hello, beautiful.
Jeff, what the fuck? You are stalking me, aren't you?
No. See the apron? I work here. The more likely scenario is that you are stalking me.
Crap.
Oh.
Are you guys ready to order?
3 French quarters. Extra avocado. Medium rare for me, please.
Medium well.
And what about you, Tessa?
Well done.
Do us a favor and burn it. She likes the taste of charcoal.
That doesn't sound like you.
No offense, Jeff, but you've known me for what, 3 days?
As you request. I'll be right back.
Wait. Your incredible monster fuck was Jeff, the lunch shift waiter? The most efficient and yet the goofiest waiter at our favorite restaurant?
I didn't know he worked here. I'd never been here for the lunch shift.
Does he have a brother? Perhaps in dishwashing? Or maybe a little higher up, say, a maitre d'?
Forget what I said. I have no doubts whatsoever about the drink he sent you. Or did he bring it to you then, too? Did you just growl at us?
No, I coughed.
That was not a cough.
Fine, it was a really long belch.
Okay, first, ew, and second, you growled at us.
Oh, right, I growled, whatever. I'm going to the restroom. You harpies can finish your laugh at my expense while I'm gone.
See the sexy way he brings me my ice water. Take me, waiter man.
I guess you can't get too hung up on a problem when it makes your friends laugh.
Whoa! Oh. Jesus! Jeff! Why did you pull me out into the back alley?
It's called customer satisfaction.
This is not the time.
Hey, Jeff, you have tables waiting.
Oh, shit.
It's not what you
Tessa.
Think.
You didn't see anything.
I didn't see anything.
What the... How did you do that? He's one of the managers. Why didn't he fire you? Why did he just...
I'll explain later.
Okay. Sorry. there was a line and a toilet overflowed.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Whatever. I don't have to explain myself to you two.
Ladies, your French quarters. Let me know if you need anything else.
Aw, he was all business. No ammunition. How am I supposed to tease you?
Well, he winked at her.
And I missed it? Damn it! That'll teach me to look at my food.
Shut up and eat. Okay, so I guess I don't have a serious problem. It's just unnerving. A guy actually interested in me for a period of longer than 6 hours. I mean, no wonder I thought he was a stalker. This is really good. I mean, pass me the salt. Anyway, I guess I should quit my bitching. A guy shows interest and I complain. Compared with the asshole that Chloe was going to marry, I must seem like a total idiot. Why does this taste so good today?
Tessa?
Hmm?
What are you eating?
Huh? My burger. Oh my god. The thing is still mooing, it's so raw. I think I better go.
Harry?
Yes?
Why was Tessa eating a practically live cow and enjoying it?
I don't know.
Ugh. This thing looks gross. She shouldn't have liked eating this. Anything with flavor to it makes her gag.
I understand it about as much as you do.
Ah, Jeff! You, sit. Now.
I can't sit. I'm working. Where's Tessa?
We'll be asking the questions here, mister.
Okay.
That's more like it. Now, Jeff. Tessa has a track record with men. You're not going to be following that track record, are you?
No, ma'am.
Good answer. Because we won't be held responsible for our actions if you do. We don't want to see Tessa get hurt again.
I promise both of you. Nothing will happen to Tessa while I'm around. Now will you please tell me where she is?
She ran out a couple minutes ago.
What?
Yeah, she seems upset.
Hey, what about our check?
On the house. Tessa.
Jeff?
Oh, Tessa. Come here.
Jeff, I don't understand what's going on. My hand's better, and it shouldn't be. I growled at my friends. I don't know how to growl, and my hand still hurts like hell. I just ate a raw cow, and I liked it. What's wrong with me? I couldn't find my keys, and this isn't my car. It just kind of looks like it. I'm confused. I want to know what's happening, damn it.
I know. I know. It's all right. It's okay. I know. I know. It's all right. Hey, why don't I take you out tonight?
No offense, Jeff, but I really don't feel like fucking tonight.
No. I mean, let's go on a date. We haven't had one of those. Let's go.
A date?
Yeah. I'll take you out to dinner. I know a great French place.
You're not taking me back to where you work, you cheap bastard.
I thought that might get your attention. Don't worry. We'll go to someplace nice. To a movie, for a drive, go out in the desert and look at some stars. We'll do something fun. You look like you could use a distraction.
Okay.
Where's your car?
It's over there, where I parked it.
Here, let me get that for you.
Thanks.
I'll pick you up at 7. Can you make it home okay?
Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
My pleasure, beautiful.
Chloe, what just happened here?
I'm not sure, Terry. But we got a free lunch out of it.
Score. Now, how about we discuss something else?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know, like you ditching me?
I'm sorry.
You said you were just going to the bathroom. Do you have any idea how crappy that movie was? And on top of that, you left me to deal with Ginger by myself. Not cool, Chloe. Not cool.
I really am sorry, Terry. I did go to the bathroom, but then I met... a guy.
You met a guy in the women's bathroom?
No!
Okay, let's go over this one again. The women's bathroom is the lady in the triangle dress, the men's bathroom.
I met him outside the bathroom, smartass.
Well, at least you didn't meet him at a bar.
We went to a bar.
Oh, fuck. Everybody's getting some but me. This is not fair.
Hey, I didn't say I got some.
Well, did you?
No.
Then what the hell did you ditch me for? There's only one acceptable reason for being ditched. Did he at least grope you? Feel you up? Cup your bosoms?
No, he was a perfect gentleman.
He's gay.
He is not gay.
How do you know?
We talked about his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, God. He's just been dumped.
He said we should get matching tattoos.
Really? Okay. He scores points with the Terry machine. So, show me your tattoo. You were there when I got mine.
The tiger?
It's a kitten. Now, show me.
We didn't actually get them.
Damn it, Chloe. You didn't do one single thing that was worth ditching me for.
He was cute, Terry.
Cute does not make up for it.
And for a while, I totally forgot about Jason.
Aw, damn it. Don't do that. Don't. That means I'm not allowed to be mad at you, and I really, really want to be mad at you right now. Fuck.
I really am sorry, Terry.
Yeah, all right. Tell me about the guy you met.
Well, he was pretty normal, actually, aside from being hyper cute.
As hyper cute as Philip Carter Grayson?
Cuter.
Oh, really? I got to meet Mr. Grayson, you know.
So did I. He came to Ginger's office, remember?
Yeah, but I got to talk to him. Shake his hand, even.
Oh. Go you.
Go me? That's your reaction? Come on. This is my revenge for you ditching me. You're supposed to be jealous.
Sorry. How about I take you out to dinner as penance?
Okay, then here's my revenge. I can't. I have a date.
Really? That's great. With whom?
Dara Earl.
What?
Dara Pearl.
Who?
Daniel Pierre.
The toy? Wind him up and insert him? You do realize he has no balls whatsoever, right?
No. He has balls. They're kept in a mason jar on Ginger's desk, so he's not ball-less. He's just testicularly challenged.
Okay, I thought Tessa dating our waiter was funny, but you dating Ginger's toy?
Shut up. Danny's hot and funny and sweet and hot.
You said hot.
It bears repeating.
Okay, I know. He used to model. I work with the guy, remember?
Lucky bitch.
But I thought you already attempted a date and it was a total failure.
I'm not counting that as a date. We hung around the office and passed each other printouts and staplers. You know what we talked about? Staples and paper cuts. And how much of a bitch Ginger is. We talked more about Ginger than we did each other.
And do you want to try this again? Why?
Have you seen the pants, Chloe?
Yes, I've seen the pants. To reiterate, I work with him.
You can't tell me you've never wondered what's inside those pants.
A hot ass and a very big dick, I'm aware.
Then how can you ask stupid questions like that? He has a brain. I spent 4 hours with him finding that out. I want to know about his naked, throbbing body. My fantasy about eating a hot fudge sundae off his rock-hard abs is going to happen somewhere in this lifetime, damn it.
Ugh. Sticky and cold and a total waste of ice cream.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. Ben and Jerry are your therapists.
That was a low blow, Terry.
No, it's not. You're finally regaining your butt. That's something to be happy about. All Jason wanted was an assless clothes hanger. Your legs went right into your waist. Disgusting.
Okay, I get it. Sheesh. Damn. You need this date.
Boy, howdy. I had a date last night, Mr. Hughes, but someone ditched me.
You're never going to let me live this down, are you?
Nope.
You know what that means.
Somewhere an angel just ripped its wings off and turned into Christopher Walken.
If only that was all it meant. Call me when you get home. I want details.
Graphic ones?
Well, yeah. Graphic ones. Get a measuring tape if you have to.
Will do.
Good luck. See you later.
Thank you. Come again.
In the next chapter of Once Upon a Time in Vegas, the Queen reasserts her dominance over the slave of the mirror.
I have news for you, Pierre. You don't take a piss unless I tell you to. These little flashes of spying you've been displaying are no longer amusing. I suggest you correct that behavior before I get nasty.
Before?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want that dirty little secret of yours getting out to everyone? Because I can guarantee you the fall from junior executive to lowly assistant will feel like nothing in comparison. Keep in mind that if this gets out, more people than just you will suffer.
But the fair maiden and her true love will finally have a chance to get to know one another better.
I'm on a date with Daniel Pier, the hottest ex-male model currently working in advertising and public relations? What's not to feel lucky about? Stop blushing.
Meanwhile, the young girl begins to notice some odd changes occurring.
I just growled. Oh shit, I really did growl at Terry and Chloe in the restaurant. How do you apologize for growling when you didn't even know you could?
Some secrets will be made, and others will be revealed. On March 14th, 2008. Only at PendantAudio.com.
Once Upon a Time in Vegas, Chapter 7, Intersection, featuring the voice talents of Renee Christine Jones as Tessa, Lexi Rawl as Chloe, Susan Bridges as Terry, David Ault as Jeff, and Ryan Pickens as the manager. Audio play written by Alicia Lane Matheson and Renee Christine Jones, based on an original work of fiction by Renee Christine Jones and Alicia Lane Matheson. Directed by Alicia Lane Matheson. Original music composed by Kevin McLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2008, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit PendantAudio.com. Thanks for listening.